constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me on RBN today for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 radio stations, each of which now has the capacity to broadcast any RBN program that they choose. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. It was created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Nikki Rapana. I first became aware of her writing through News with Views, which I used to write for. Beginning in 2005, she did start putting things on the internet by 2002. She became aware of the communitarianism principles in 1999 when she was living in Seattle, and she found out about these new enforcement plans and started to investigate all the legislation involved with this awful situation, and decided to write a book. And it's really two books in one. And she wrote this book with her daughter, Nordica Friedrich. And the book is relatively new. It is called, well, I'll give you both titles, 2020, Our Common Destiny, and The Definitive Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. And this is a wonderful book, and I hope that you will all get that book. You may go to her website at NikkiRapana.blogspot.com. You can purchase the book there. It is a PDF book, an ebook, and also it comes in paperback. All righty, Nikki, do we have her online yet? Is she there? Nope. Okay, we're having apparently some trouble getting through to her. So, all righty. To learn about communitarianism, there's a lot online about it. There's a lot of people who have interviewed her. James Corbett interviewed her last year about her book. It's a wonderful interview. If you go to YouTube and just put in Nikki Rapana, you will find that she has some YouTubes talking about this. And let's see, who else has interviewed her recently? Okay, let's just talk about the book a bit until we get a hold of her. As I said, it's two books in one. And book one starts out with an introduction What plan? And she spends about 50 pages just explaining what communitarianism is, which is something that we've all heard of communism. But communitarianism is another way of implementing that plan. Okay. All righty. We do have her on the phone, but the connection is apparently not great. So, Nikki, welcome to the program. Oh, she's not on the phone. Okay. All righty. Communitarianism. What is it? And she talks about community policing. And I think that we've all kind of been a part of this without actually knowing what it is all about. And she was talking in one of her interviews that facilitators will go into a particular community and invite a lot of people to come in and participate about what they see as being necessary for their particular community. And then the facilitators, and this is happening all over the country and in other places in the world, then the facilitators will start asking, well, what do you see as being necessary to your community? Do you have any problems? Do you have any issues that you would like to bring up at this time? And so people bring up issues that are really more personal issues, which I think opens the person that brings up those personal issues up to a lot of speculation, a lot of other questions. And so what the facilitators are really trying to do is figure out exactly what kind of person you are, what kind of skills you have, what kind of talents you have, what are your objectives in life, what do you see yourself doing, do you plan on starting a business, anyway, they just want to get to know you, and it's not for your benefit. Trust me, this is not for your benefit. And as I was listening to Nikki talk about these things, I was thinking, gosh, they really don't need a facilitator anymore. All they have to do is have you sign up for Facebook, and then they can interrogate you. Well, they don't have to interrogate you. You just go ahead and spill your guts out with all of this information that you would not tell your best friend, but you're quite willing to tell the entire world about. And so the facilitation, Facebook makes this interrogation very easy because they don't have to do any work. And you're so willing, people are so willing to just tell everything that they shouldn't be telling to anybody that goes on the internet, to anybody that has a Facebook page. So I really, as you probably know, I am certainly not in favor of having a Facebook page. All righty, do we have Nikki on yet? Well, goodness, we were both looking very, very forward to this program today. So I'm not sure what to do. She does not have Skype. She lives in Anchorage and has for a few years now. And anyway, we're just having trouble. The communication just isn't working out real well. So let's see. But I'm not sure what we're going to do here. I am not really expert on communitarianism. I do know that that it was started in Rio de Janeiro, that there was they decided that they were going to at the Earth Summit in 1992 at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, that they would have a new kind of way of policing people. And of course, they had these goals. They've had the goal, of course, is one world government. And this has been a goal for a very, very long time, since the League of Nations. And that didn't work out as well as they planned. And so they had a world war, another world war, actually a continuation of the First World War with a 30-year pause. So they had another world war, World War II, and imposed the United Nations on the world, supposedly because this would facilitate the peace. we would have peace, no more wars. And so people bought into it. They were traumatized by World War II. And so they decided, well, yes, we've got to have peace, peace at any price. But peace, well, peace sometimes does not come without punishment, as Germany experienced after World War II, and as the South experienced after the Civil War, that that sometimes the things that they impose upon you are just, okay, we're going to a break. I hope we get Nikki onto the program. Be right back.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Back, this is Deanna, and we are having some issues attempting to communicate with our guest today, Nikki Rapana. And so I have emailed her, and hopefully we can... We can connect. Our producer is unable to understand her, and she is unable to understand him. So her phone might be the digital type, and her computer might be taking all of the bandwidth, and so she's not able to communicate properly. Well, okay. Let's take a phone call. Let's take Lark from Texas. Lark knows a lot about communitarianism. Lark, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Deanna. Of course, I was so hopeful that we could get Nikki on today because, as you know, I'm a great fan of hers, and I've been following her work since 2004, and she's to me the premier exponent of what I refer to as anti-communitarianism.
Exactly, and she has been writing for News with Views, and I read her articles when she was writing for them, and I presume that she still is. And she is the voice of communitarianism or anti-communitarianism, and has written this fabulous book. And yes, I was really looking forward to talking with her. I hope that she reads her email, and I hope that she will. What we've asked her to do is turn off her computer, and then just use her phone and phone in. She may have the kind of situation where the internet and the phone are all tied together, and unfortunately. That it isn't working out real well today for us. So what is communitarianism exactly? Can you give us a good description of it?
Well, I think I can. Communitarianism is capitalism combined with communism. If capitalism is the thesis and communism is the antithesis, then its synthesis is communitarianism. Now, if you'd like, I can just, there's much I can say about the topic, as you know, Deanna. I would love to tell, you and the listeners why Nikki is so important, in my life. Well, you know, I never even got on a computer, until 2004. So I was a late adapter, to this thing. I had a business at the time and everybody around me was, constantly pulling at my shirt sleeve. To, you know, get with it and enter the 20th century, shall we say. Or the 21st century. But I discovered this word within 2 weeks after getting on the computer. Communitarianism. And I thought, this is an odd word.
It sounds kind of benign, and it sounds, it's okay. Gosh, what could be so wrong with the, that word that it would, but when you think about it, then you said it's a combination of capitalism and communism. And we both know, or at least I think we both know, that capitalism and communism were both created by the same entity. And they used to call it the European plan. And it is actually the Rothschild plan.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, it's really, it's very much against the American tradition. It is un-American, in my view. You know, the father of communitarianism, quote-unquote, is a dual Israeli-American citizen who's advanced in years. He's in his 80s. He's a professor for life at George Washington University, which is just a stone's throw from the Capitol. In Washington, D.C. His name is Amittai Etzioni, which means Tree of Life from Zion. The man is a prolific writer. His name is spelled A-M-I-T-A-I, Amittai Etzioni, E-T-Z-I-O-N-I, which apparently is a Hebrew name to stand for his real name, which was Werner Falk. He emigrated from Germany with his family to Israel in the 30s. And he was one of the terrorists who worked to displace the Palestinians from their homes. And we find him at the University of California, Berkeley in 1958. And today we can say that he's been a quote-unquote special policy advisor to every American president since Jimmy Carter. But, you know, without Nikki, I could not have even heard of a dissenting view or voice about this thing called communitarianism because, of course, academia today is overwhelmingly in favor of the communitarian agenda, as are every single one of the think tanks, policy institutes, the foundations, the government. Because, you know, see, communitarianism is not communism. It's not capitalism. It's a combination of many things because it's called the all-encompassing-ism. Now, isn't that fun?
They want to make everybody happy at the sacrifice of the individual, right?
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's a collectivist agenda, all in all. Nikki disagrees with me, I think, but I consider it simply socialism in the same vein as H.G. Wells described world socialism as a hyphenated term in his book entitled The New World Order, 1939 or 40, before World War II. You know, Mohandas Gandhi spoke to communitarianism. He was a Freemason and a member of the English Bar or the British Bar Association, during World War II, and he spoke of this word communitarianism in an address before.
I'm sorry, but didn't he? He was really working for the British, and
exactly,
and trying to prevent the nation of India from rising up. He wanted them to be peaceful, and he wanted them to just be, calm and not to use violence or not to just be subjective to what the British wanted, and people look at him and say, oh, what a good person he was, and wasn't he wonderful? Well, no, he really wasn't, because he did a great disservice to his country.
Well, and it's very interesting to me how the libertarians have bandied his name about quite a bit over these last dozen years or so as a model for peaceful non-compliance or resistance, without, you know, providing the full story. I mean, a lot of us, I think, were taken in by the Ron Paul movement. I, for one, was never politically active in my life. I was apolitical. When I closed my business down, Deanne, at the end of 2005, I had the time to finally read and connect some dots that I had been wanting to connect all my life. And boy, was I surprised. I discovered people like you and Nikki and RBN and so forth and so on. But Nikki's work is particularly important because she remains one of the few people who's actually done truly scholarly work in this field to advance an agenda which is polar opposite to communitarianism, because everybody else has just jumped on the bandwagon.
And well, they make it sound so wonderful, and of course we have all the other programs, the Green Movement, and these other programs that. Oh, okay, we're going to a break. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A spontaneous guest today. We didn't plan on Lark being on the program, but here he is, and we're very happy to have him on the program. You mentioned H.G. Wells and his book, The New World Order. Now, isn't he the same guy that did War of the Worlds?
He is.
And wasn't that based on fear and getting everybody scared and just fearful and looking to the government or some entity to protect us and make everything okay?
That's right.
And I was thinking right before we went to the break, I mentioned the Green Movement and the Earth Charter and all of these things that the people, the powers that be, are trying to make us afraid of. And I'm thinking, would that be motivation? Would that be justification? Or would that be to make us accept a one world order to protect us from these things, whether it's a nuclear power or whether it's rays from the sun or whatever? I mean, there's so many things that they could make us afraid of. And if there are various groups around doing that and motivated to do that, and making efforts to do that, well, then we would all become very compliant, wouldn't we?
Exactly. You know, we're talking about a group of people that have coalesced around the idea that there can only be one shepherd holding the staff of iron. And by extension, that prodding, the prod of that iron, if you will. So, it's been an idea really that's been around for centuries, but it's only today that we have the, technology available to actually bring these forces together and to cement their rule, shall we say. And many people, do not understand the roles that they themselves play in this agenda, because you cannot have a worldwide system of communitarian governance without the active participation of many, many, many people.
Exactly.
And this is what needs to be understood, and this is something that I for one, have not felt adequate to the task. Other people that I've spoken to over the years have explained it as well. And when you consider that communitarianism is called a school of thought, which is all-encompassing, I mean, this alone causes one pause, makes you scratch your head. But when you start to put the pieces together, you realize with any serious examination of it at all, that the reason it's so pernicious, the reason it's so dangerous, is because so many people find this thing called community a very comforting kind of a word. You know, as we know, Deanna, words like liberal and conservative have very little meaning anymore, because when you employ it in just everyday conversation, you don't know how other people are accepting the definition for these terms.
Certainly.
Well, community,
very ambiguous.
Community is even worse. Because everybody thinks, well, the way Nikki used to phrase it back in 99 and 2000, she explained once in a radio interview that one of these facilitators and organizers, one of these people that was on the bandwagon for grant funding, et cetera, that wanted to advance the agenda without knowing what he or she was even advancing. The lady apparently asked her, said, "Nikki, don't you want to live in a nice community?" And Nikki could only laugh in a halting sort of a way, because she understood that at that point, early on, that by agreeing to, or by saying yes to something like this, she was agreeing that this agenda was well and good. Because, see, the word community and sustainable are both very central buzzwords, or what I call code speak, to this entire agenda, known as Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, Sustainable America. It's all really part and parcel of one tidy package.
Right. And you're talking about things like the RAND project, which the U.S. Air Force established, and they financed it, as well as the Ford Foundation. Well, the Ford Foundation also financed it. But it was a premier think tank, and what they were trying to do was, they developed the Delphi technique, which is a subtle persuasion tactic to manipulate target groups into accepting predetermined government policies while giving the impression of being concerned and accountable to private needs, right?
Absolutely. And it's funny, you know, so many people, it seems like every aspect of government today that involves, capital, shall we say, is organized around really this one word. And that word is community. But everybody has their own identity, I'm talking about individuals who are not aware of the communitarian agenda. Everybody thinks this is a good thing. And, boy, it just absolutely is not. You're so right, Deanna. All the think tanks, are organized around this thing. The Council for National Policy is organized around this. The Council on Foreign Relations is organized around this. They've been advancing this since the 20s. Every aspect of society from top to bottom is organized. And, you know, Vicki Davis, for example, speaks to things like systems thinking because, of course, her work was as a systems analyst.
Right.
Well, everybody that's involved in the tech field, any kind of commerce in this country anymore is practically geared towards this one centralizing globalist agenda.
Right. And that was set, as we mentioned before, quite some time ago, when they developed the Earth Charter and this interdependence, the Declaration of Interdependence, which would apply to all the nations of the Earth, which indicates the disbanding of sovereign borders.
You know, there's a Canadian communitarian named Davis Suzuki who appears on public television quite a bit out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Now, he had a daughter at that time who was 12 years old named Severin Suzuki. So if any of the listeners wanted to look her name up, Severin is S as in Sam, E as in Edward, V as in Victor. Severin, E-R-I-N, Severin Suzuki, S-U-Z-U-K-I, on YouTube, for instance, they can actually hear her chilling address made before that body assembled in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. And they will understand the why so many people today will say that communitarian agenda can be likened to a watermelon. It's green on the outside, but very red on the inside.
Right.
I hope that was helpful.
Oh, absolutely. Very. Very.
So it's really just a campaign and a programming of subterfuge and deception from A to Z. And it's going to mean the enslavement of everyone in this entire world.
And really, when you think about it, this is not a brand new program. It is something that has certainly been around under different names for quite some time. But I think it's coming to fruition. And I think that, I hate to say this, but we're pretty close to having it culminate because they have formalized it with all of these charters. And with each big war that we've had, we've come closer to this. To having no borders, to disbanding all the borders, and in the they talk about peace, but they're implementing it through a lot of warfare and a lot of killing.
Yes, and you were right to say that the entire operating principle of government today is fear. However, they cloak it in under the guise of altruism or love, shall we say?
Sure.
So you're going to hear a lot of nice, pretty words attached to this agenda. In other words, this is tyranny with a smiley face attached.
Right. Indeed. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be right back with our friend from Texas, Lark. Stay tuned.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com,
We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Her website is nikkirapana.blogspot.com. And we were just waiting for a good connection. And Nikki, I'm so sorry that things didn't work out technologically as we had planned. But we've had one of your biggest fans called in, Lark from Texas, and has just done a fabulous job of introducing your thought. And he's, like I said, he's your greatest fan. So, Nikki and Lark, are you still there?
Well, I am, and I'm very happy to jump off. I want to say hello to you, Nikki. I've missed your voice on the radio. I'm so happy that you're here today.
Well, I thought I had a really good phone line set up. Obviously not. So, I'll need to work on this.
Better late than never.
Well, I'm going to jump off now because I want to listen in, okay? Thank you.
Okay. All right, good to hear your voice, Lark.
Thank you, Lark. All righty. Well, welcome, welcome. Okay,
thanks,
so we pretty much had a good description of communitarianism. So why don't you just jump in and tell us what you would like us to know? I mentioned before that you'd started working on this, finding out about this new enforcement plan as early as 1999 in Seattle, and that's what you've been focusing on ever since.
Well, it started out very local, I mean seriously local across the street. So in the beginning, I had no idea what I was doing, okay? I just wanted to know where the new enforcement came from. It was the authority of law that bothered me the most. The assumption made by all the people we were dealing with in the Seattle neighborhoods was that our constitutional rights to privacy, property, basically all of them, because they're all based on property, had been balanced against some theory that none of them could really explain. So I didn't get any really good answers from them on where this authority was coming from. And I tried to keep it at the local level. I just tried to stay within the Seattle departments. I spent 3 years studying their documents, their agency mission statements, things like that. And that's what led to continuing on. Then when I took it to the state level, and then I took it to the federal level, and I wasn't going to go anywhere past the U.S., you know, trying to contain the information I was getting because there was so much. But you just can't stop at any level with this. You have to keep going and follow it as far as it takes you. And so now I'm in a realm that is just fascinating because after 13 years, I think I completely understand the way that they think. And I don't know that I have up until now. I've been able to explain portions of their theories and philosophy, you know, but not where I completely understood where they were coming from. And I'm telling you, these are some sick people. There's no doubt about it. You know, they're...
Are they sick or just evil and want to control the rest of us and control all the resources of the planet? And they're going to use force, military force, to do that?
What they believe at their core, their secret doctrine, okay, is that they have been chosen by God to lead humanity back to perfection. That we were, you know, depending on what religion you follow, man has fallen from grace. And so their whole premise is that God talks to them directly because they're special, and he told them what to do. And he told them that they had to trick us with their secret doctrines, their hidden law, in order to lead us into actually having souls, because their belief system, humans don't have souls. Only they have souls. We're not even human to them. So I don't know if evil really describes what they believe.
Now, are you talking about a particular group of people?
I'm talking about communitarianism.
Okay.
It's a religious cult.
Okay.
And it's, the main thing that it is that it's a system of law. And it's an unwritten law, or it has been for, you know, a long time. And then there's only levels of it that we're allowed to understand. And so all these years, Deanna, I've been writing this saying it's a system of law that's so complex, nobody can claim to understand it. Those are lines that we've used in various articles and books. But now that I see the actual system of law and what it's based on, it's hocus pocus.
Is there any dogma that they take their, any scriptural dogma that they take this program from?
Yes, all of it. Every religion on the planet has been corrupted by this theology. Or they are behind the establishment of all the religions, which is a really horrible thing to say. I'm trying to stay out of the actual, what are they called? Belief systems, you know. I don't want to go after the Islamic foundations. I don't want to go after Christianity. I don't, you know. But they use all of those. And the Christian communitarianism is almost as pervasive, if not more, as progressive environmental communitarianism.
Okay. So they attack all aspects of the planet. I mean, you've talked about, well, religion and the environment. And before you came on, I mentioned the Earth Charter, which I think is kind of their declaration of interdependence.
Absolutely, yes. It's a communitarian document. It's been described as a communitarian legal document by Marianne Glendon, I think is the one who said that, a Harvard professor. The elites know that it's called communitarianism. And I've been trying to also figure out for basically 13 years, I found the term in 2000, why we are more aware of this term, why it's not used frequently, why we've never discussed it as a people. I mean, I'm speaking for Americans, you know, because this is where I live. But I'm learning that all over the world, only certain people know the term. The communitarian law is the law of the European Union. It's the law behind all changes to every national system in the world. This is the bureaucracy that they're establishing.
Okay.
So
you could apply that also to the North American Union?
Oh, absolutely. CAFTA had clear communitarian agreements written into that. So free trade, open borders, free trade is communitarian. You know, that's just one of the pieces that I started in, because when you go into the EU communitarian law, which was introduced, it was slipped into the steel and trade negotiations back in the 50s with two guys named Schuman and Monnet. And the CAFTA and NAFTA and all of these free trade agreements, because there's other ones, many other ones, too, trade unions all over the world, Africa, South America, Asia, anyway, they're all based in communitarian law. So when you start studying the documents, they always refer to the EU as the model for the law. So you
have to
look at Europe.
Is that because it's already been formally established, whereas the North American Union is just kind of de facto, and they just haven't announced the establishment of it?
Right. Well, that's the way they started the European Union. It started out exactly the same. This is very repetitive. They're not original thinkers. They glom onto one thing. If it works for them, then they keep going with it. And it depends on how people react. Now, they got away with it in Europe in amazing ways. There was a people's referendum by both the French and the Dutch voters that rejected the EU Constitution. And so they changed it to, well, actually, the Irish voters also rejected it, and then they changed it to the Lisbon Treaty, and then they got it through. So they don't necessarily, if the voters reject this ideology, they just shift and go to another avenue, like a treaty or a backdoor way of implementing it, but they get it through. And so for Americans, oh, there's the signal, huh?
Right.
Yeah, right. Study the EU and you'll understand CAFTA and NAFTA.
All righty. We are going to our top of the hour break, and we will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. So stay tuned. Be right, back in about 6 minutes.
John Stepp.